Good morning.
Rabbi Rafi Brody.
It's always a pleasure to come and speak here at this great institution of Start Your Day the Torah Way. So interestingly enough, just so that you understand the scope of this institution, I was here a month and a half ago for my brother's wedding, and I spoke in London, and then I came here and spoke in Manchester, and the director of Start Your Day in London, Dudi Iskowitz, told me, don't speak about the same thing in London as in Manchester, because you never know if somebody will hear both of them. And in fact, somebody at the shiva of my father, Zuchoni Lebrocha, he wrote to me a letter that my father had been in London for Shabbos, and this person spoke in Start Your Day on Thursday in London, and then he was here on Sunday, and he spoke here in Start Your Day on Sunday. And my father walked in on Sunday morning, so the person felt that he has to come up to my father and said, I'm speaking about the same thing as I spoke about in London. So my father said to him, I enjoyed it so much, I want to hear it again. And he sat through the drasha. Father had a phenomenal memory, and he probably knew more about the subject than the person to start with, but he nevertheless sat through it as Midas Tovas. But just to tell you the scope, so I went back to Ramat Beit Shemesh, and two people, I met somebody on a bus, and I met somebody in a Beit Medrash, and he said, I enjoyed the Start Your Day the Torah Way that you spoke about in London and in Manchester, and he told me his father-in-law also listens to it. It's a tremendous, tremendous yeshiva, which is far, far greater than actually the people sitting here. You did him very special moisad, this moisad. I want to tell you as maisa before I begin the subject I want to speak about, fresh off the press from Nachal Uria, where I live. 3 weeks ago, there was an engagement party in Nachal Uria, in a Bnei Torah shul downstairs. And a very strange thing happened at this engagement party. A guest walked in the middle of the engagement, and the family, the parents of the girl, they sat him down at the top table, and they took out a tray, and on the tray was a small pair of shoes made out of chocolate, and they presented this tray to the guest. Lo and behold, this guest stands up, and he goes to the side, and he pulls out a bag, and in the bag was a huge box. And he opens the huge box, and in this box was a huge chocolate shoe, down to the fine details of the name, the make, the grips underneath. He'd ordered a huge shoe to be made. And then he spoke, his guest spoke, and he said over the Maisa Shehoya. Now the father of the girl is called Yossi Goldstein, and his father is Rav Moshe Goldstein, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shari Yosha, a very special yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And this Yossi Goldstein was involved in a tremendous car accident 8.5 years ago. He was so injured that the people in the Hatzola, the Mada, they refused to send the helicopter to get him from the motorway to the hospital. He said, he's a goner, he's finished, there's nothing to do. Anush, no chance. They fought, they managed to get him to hospital, and they got him to Hadassah in Karem, and they took him straight into the operating theater. And there's a yid in Eretz Yisrael, a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, called Benny Fisher. Benny Fisher is one of the biggest medical referral institutions, and he was there on the spot, and he went straight into the operating theater. He has the pool with all the best surgeons. And Rav Moshe Goldstein, the father of this man, He stood outside the operating theatre and had davened, to have vaint. His mamish bokeh rokia for his son, who was a family in the car with a wife and four children. And he comes out after 10 minutes and he says, Rav Moshe, I have to tell you, it's all over. Okay? There's nothing, they can't do anything. And Rav Moshe Goldstein stops davening. He grabs hold of the guy's lapels and he says, Hu yotzei mikan? He's getting out of it. He's getting out of that. And in Mila Daber, there's nobody talked. He goes back into the operating theatre, they're busy. He comes out after 10 minutes. Shema, you have to call the family. It's the last, there's nothing to do. He grabs all his lapels again. He says, Hu yotzei mikan? He's getting out. He's coming out of here. So the Benny Fisher, that goes to Tzadik, he said, it's loy kedarki, but I had to get this guy to land. You know, he's davening away. He's mamish in Himalayan. And he doesn't chap what's going on here. So he said, I'll eat my shoe if he gets out of here alive. He told him in all landscape. And 8.5 years, and nothing had happened since. And 8.5 years later, they both were the nisnaba to the same nevuah, and the family, whose daughter, Yossi Goldstein's daughter, got engaged, so they brought a tray with two little chocolate shoes, and they gave it to this Benny Fisher who'd come to the engagement to be Mesamech in the Simcha, and he'd thought of the same thing, and he had personally made a huge shoe, and he presented it to the family. Just want to be mechazik before we start the noisa. The koyach hatfila, the person was mamish in a matzav anush. There was no chance. Moshe Goldstein stood there and he stood at the operating theater and he said, Riboyne shaloylam. And he put his whole koyachas me'oy mekalev into this tfila, and he was matzel through the tfila, his son. And now all the svarim hakadoshim write that in Eicha we say kol reitfeo hisigua bein ha-metzorim. The poshut pshat is that nebuch unglich bad things chas v'sholem lo eleinu happen in bein ha-metzorim. But the svarim hakadoshim write kol reitfeo, anybody who really is right of the ribbono shel olam in the bein ha-metzorim hisigua bein ha-metzorim can get what he needs in the bein ha-metzorim. Rav Shimshon Pinkas used to write that when there's clouds, so the clouds you can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Hester, but really it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, the Shefa is there, the clouds are there, it means the rain is coming, the Shefa is coming. This is the lesson we have to take from the Bein HaMetzorim. We know that the Meisei Midbar, so every year on Tisha B'Av they dug their own graves, and maybe this is the last Krishna that they were going to say, and there's a Kabbalah that in the 40th year, the Meisei Midbar, they sat and can you imagine, they're the last ones left, and they davened before they went to sleep that night, and there's a Kabbalah that they didn't die. The Koyach HaTfilah was so great that they actually survived, and they went into Eretz Yisrael. And these days, if we can be Mischazek in Tfilah, it's a tremendous Zman Eis Rotzen of Tfilah. So, Kedarkenu, we would like to be Mechadish, Manchester is the town of Chumras, and we would like to be Mechadish, some new Chumras this morning, Ashaloi Shoma Oizon Me'oilam, perhaps. I would like to discuss the Noisa of Loisachmoid, which is actually in next week's Sedra, but you just managed to catch up to us at Tisrol, because last week, next week, who knows, people will be on holiday, we're going to talk about Loisachmoid this week, and it may have a Shaychus to this week's Sedra as well. We have to know that there are three levels. The first level is kinah, jealousy, plain old jealousy. If you say, oh, look at that guy's car. Well, I would love such a car. So you're over jealousy. Now, jealousy is not one of the 613. It's a midah meguna, a midah ro admoid. And we have to keep very, very far away from it. But it's not one of the 613. It's a bad midah. And kinna means I'm jealous of what he has. I would love, oh, it makes me sick to watch him like that. I would love the same thing myself. Well, as they say in Israel, Pseder! Sheyelo! They have it. Aval lamu tzarich et zeh? Yes, I don't need it, but what does he need to? Yeah, that's kino. Okay, the next one is loisis ave. What's loisis ave? The Torah says, loisachmoit ve loisis ave. Shouldn't have a taiva. What's the difference between kina and taiva? And loisis ave, we've already gone up a stage. That's a lav in the Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Nun Tes, Choshe Mishpot, writes, Sivkot Nyud Aleph, Kol hamis ave beso oy ishto the kelov shel chaveroy bechol kiyutzu bazeh. So here's the point. Kiven shechoshav beliboy, since he thought in his heart, Eich yikne dovazeh, how can I get hold of this thing? Not just jealous, oh, I wish I could have it. I'm starting thinking, the cogs are working. V'nifte beliboy hadovah, how can I get hold of this? I've started thinking of tachbulas. How can I get this thing off my friend? I've done no action. I haven't taken measures. But I've started the thought process of how I'm going to get hold of this. That's the next level. Sachmoid is the greatest level. After I've thought in my mind the plan of action, how am I going to get this into my possession, so now I make a maisa, and I send my friends, I start blackmailing him, I start pushing him, I beg him again and again and again and again, until I wear the guy down, until he gives it to me. And then I'm over lo sachmoid. Right? Lo sachmoid is when I bring my machshava la maisa, and I actually go and I, through all sorts of combinot, through all sorts of ways, I manage to get my desire. Right? There's a machloikas just in brackets, whether you over loisisave only if it comes lidei loisachmoid at the end, or you're always over loisisave even if it doesn't come to the third stage. But Pashtas is two separate lavin, and you're over even just for the thought process, and then for the loisachmid itself afterwards. What happens? Let's start with one shaila. What happens if your friend, he has a certain chokhmah? He knows how to manipulate the stock market, and he has this chokhmah, and you're desperate to know how he is making so much money. You want to get this chokhmah from him. So you go to him, and you persuade him, and you say, you tell him that the people who didn't want to give away the secret of the Ketores and the Beis HaMikdash, Aleim, Ne'ma, V'Shem Rishon, Yirkov, and how can you do this? And you work on his guilty conscience until he wants to, you give him he feels that he has no choice, but he wants to give you the Chochmah. So, are you Oyveloi Sachmoid only when you take an object of a person, or even when you force him to give you a Chochmah?
You give him a
Chochmah,
he's still got it.
Oh, And there's riots to this. Says Rabbi Halpern that you're only over loisachmoid if you take something away from somebody else and now it is no longer by him, and now it's by you. But if you take a chokhmah from somebody and it's still by him, even though it's now by you as well, you're not over loisisave or loisachmoid. And really the Taz says like this, Mefurash, that you're not over loisachmoid, only something which is bekinyan. Kinyan means that if it's by me, I take it away from you, I give you the money, and you give me the chayfats, and it's no longer by you, now it's by me. And that's when loisachmoid is said. And the Aruch HaShulchan speaks about it, and he brings a makor from a mechilta. There's a klal upratu klal. It says beisoyoy avdoyoy shoyroyoy chamoyroy, and we learn ke'ena prat that it's only something which is shayach a kinyan, and a kinyan means when I have it, it's no longer by you, and so therefore there's no loisach moed. I'm sure it's not good midas, but it's not loisach moed if he still has it, like a chochma. So now, just for a couple of minutes, I would like to, let's go back to yeshiva and engage in a yeshivisha raid of a machlokes Rambam and Ravid, and we'll see halachas that come out of this. The Rambam writes that loisach moed is a lav she'ein boi maisa. A lav she'ein boi maisa means that you don't actually do an action in being over the Avera. And what's the nafka mina lahalocha of a lav she'ein boi maisa? We know lav she'ein boi maisa ein loikin olav. Somebody does not receive malchus for a lav that does not have a maisa involved. Surprised at the silence here, because the shreita kasha, and the river says the ein lechoteima godel mizu. There's no greater maisa than loisach moed, where you persuade and persuade and persuade the person until you actually take the chafetz of him and say, now it's mine. Says the Rambam, verstehe nicht. How can the Rambam say that a lav she'ein boi maisa, ve'ein loikin olav, ein lecha maisa god mizu? It's the greatest maisa you can imagine. Says the Rambam, no. I agree that there's no malchus, but for a completely different reason. The Ravid says, and we come to another Machloikas Rambam and Ravid, and perhaps with this, you can understand the Rambam better. The Ravid says that the reason why there's no Malkus is because it's a lav shenitin letashlumin. What does it mean, nitin letashlumin? Everybody knows that if somebody steals, so the Torah says, v'heishiv es hagzeila shegozal. And therefore, it's called a lav hanitik la'asei. What's a lav hanitik la'asei? A lav which is connected to an asei. You can get out of the lav by being mekayim the asei, and you can steal, but then you can do v'heishiv. And although loisigzoil is a lav, and every lav gives you malchus, but if it's nitik la'asei, the asei of a heishiv es hagzeil, you can get out of the lav, then there's no malchus. Says the Ravid. The reason why there's no malchus is because it's nitik la'asei. You were choymed, you took the chayfetz, you can give it back to him, and you can get out of it. That's the machloikas Rambam a Ravid. Why there's no malchus by lo yisachmid? Is it because it's a lav she'ein boi maisa, doesn't involve any action, to which the Ravid is up in arms? And the Ravid says, no, the reason why there's no malchus is because it's nitin letashlumin. So to explain this machlokas Rambam and Ravid, we have to know another Rambam and Ravid, not very far away. This is Perek Hei Halacha Yud in Hilchas Gezeila. And in one halacha before that, there's a very interesting machlokas Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam holds that you persuade, and you persuade, and you persuade. And what does the guy say in the end? The guy in the end says, all right, okay, you wore me down, you can have it. You can buy it from me. In the end, he says, roitze ani, I agree, you can have it. The Ravid says, no. If he says roitze ani at the end, if he agrees at the end, you're not over loisach moed. Loisach moed is where you say, take the money and give it to me. And the guy says, no, I don't want to. And you shove the money into his hand, and you take the article, and you keep it. That's loisach moed. Oh, you're asking a great catch, yeah? That's like a case, Teluv v'zovin, Zvina Zvini, right? Where the guy, you want to buy something, and you force him to buy it, right? So what's the difference between a regular gezeila and here? Here, it had a history of chemda that brought to this Maisa Gezeila, and that's really the only difference between Gezeila and Chomer and Loisach Moed according to the Ravid. Excellent question. So this is another Machlokes Rambam Ravid. whether the seller agreed at the beginning or not. Says the Stipler, you see from here, it's based on a Magid Mishnah of or not, that there's an intrinsic difference in understanding of Loisach Moed between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam held that the Aveira is the Chemdo. You want it and you're making Chochmas in your mind, how are you going to get hold of it? What's the last stage? What's the actually taking it? Taking it is a shear in your Chemdo. In other words, it has to be such a strong Chemdo that it's actually going to come into an action at the end. But the action isn't the Aveira. The action was, the Aveira was the Chemdo. But it's only that type of Chemdo which results in a transaction taking place. However, the Ravid holds, no. Of course there was Chemdo involved. But the Aveira is a Gzela. The Aveira is stealing. Stealing which was caused by a Chemdo, but the Aveira is the stealing. So if we understand this, then it's Kaftov of Ferach, the Machloikas Rambam arrived. The Rambam held that the Chemdo is the Aveira. There's no Maisa in the Chemdo. In the cogs turning and all that he's doing to make this happen, there's no Maisa. By the time it comes to a Maisa, the Moicha said, Roitzani. There was no Maisa Aveira in the actual acquisition. The Aveira was in the thought process, loisis ave, and then going and making things happen. But when it came to the acquisition, there was no Maisa. Says the Rambam, it's a lav she'ein bo Maisa, and ein loikin alav for this very reason. However, the Ravid who holds that the Aveira is the Gezela, says up in arms, ein lecha Maisa gadol mizeh. And therefore, the only way the Ravid can understand that he doesn't get Malkus is because it's Nitin L'Tashlumin. And this is really a tremendous nafgemina between the Rambam and Ravid, because according to the Ravid, you've got hope. Because the Aveira is Gezela, so you can do tshuva. How can you do tshuva? You give it back to him, because it was a Gezela, and the Gezela is Nitin L'Tashlumin. However, according to the Rambam, there's no way out. You can do tshuva in Yom Kippur, but you can't get a direct tshuva by giving it back to him, because the Aveira was the Chemdo, not the actual acquisition.
If he's still with this, he's got six or
rather also. A nafgamina possibly, I discussed with Dan Berger yesterday in the Vestin, and I asked him the following question. Let's say somebody had a Yerusha. He got a pair of tefillin from his father. They divided it up, and so one of the brothers got the tefillin. Gevaldik, he got the tefillin. The other brother agreed. After a time, the brother said, oh, I want my father's tefillin. Why did he get it? I got something else. I got the shas, he got the tefillin. I want the tefillin. And he starts working on his brother. And he said, no, really, I'm older. I should have got the tefillin. And anyway, your son is only bar mitzvah in 8 years and mine in 6 years. It's much more appropriate that I should get it than you should get it. And he gets the mother involved and the other brothers involved. And he makes a whole tra-la-la until the brother has no choice. He said, I'll buy them off you. And he buys them off him. And he comes to put on his father's tefillin the first day, and he's about to make, of course the Rabbonim were involved, and the Rav of the Shul says, just a second, I don't think you can make a bracha on those tefillin, because you did an Aveira in getting those tefillin, you were over Loisach Moed, and therefore, Ein Zemavorech, Elo Menait. You're blaspheming Chasushan Kiviyachal Rebbeinu Shalom, like making a bracha. I think, possibly, and Dan Berger agreed with me, that it's only according to the Ravid. Because only according to the Ravid, where the acquisition of the tefillin was the Aveira, then you can't make a bracha on those tefillin. But if the Aveira was the Chemda, like the Rambam holds, then you were over that Aveira of Chemda, but there was no Aveira involved in the actual acquisition of the tefillin. That's possibly an afgumina between the Rambam and Ravid. what happens if you choymed something, you have a tremendous desire to have what your friend has, and the strangest thing happens. Your friend agrees straight away, first time. So the Rambam says, no. The definition of loisachmoid is only when you're maftzir and you're malchit, you put the person into a lachatz until he agrees to sell it to you. So you have to know. It's a very strange love. Because we know that in this world, there are all types of people. And there are some people as hard as a rock. And you can try, you can just send your friends, and you can try this way, that way, you can work on his guilty conscience, and there's nothing doing. The guys are solid. You can try your hardest and nothing doing. So it could be that you try this way and that way to give him lachatz, and the guy doesn't budge, it doesn't touch him. So you weren't over lo sachmoid. And you get another guy who's such a soft heart. Yeah, and you can sell him a little bit of guilt and a little bit of please, please, please. And he melts. And he says, okay, you know something? You can have it. I don't even want it. You can have it, you can have it. And you were overly sachmoid, even in just twice or three times, by asking him, you can be overly sachmoid. So it's a very interesting halacha, which is toila on the koina, on the person on the other side. I want to be mechadesh you, a chiddush, and I think, sorry? So let me broaden the shaila and tell me if this is a chiddush. This is today's chumrah. Okay, I teach in a school. In yeshiva, and this is the way the world, maybe the world's not like this. So I walk in and I've been mashkia in this boy. Mama gave my whole heart to this boy the whole year. I looked after him and I helped him. So comes Sukkot time. And I know that this boy, his father, has an esrogim shop. So I come to the esrogim shop. I heard there's nice esrogim here. And I walk around the shop. And I don't see anything I like. And then next to the counter, I see a beautiful, beautiful esrog. So I ask the father of my Talmud, what's with this esrog? He says, I'm sorry, it's not for sale. It's my esrog. I chose this one for myself. And I say, ulai bechol zot, maybe you want to sell it. I was over loisach moy doiraisa. Was I mafzi? Was I malchit? Did I get into a huff and a puff and sent people and shluchim? So why am I over? I said, once. No. Here's the chiddush. The chiddush is, if who I am, shreit, I can't refuse you. So that's loisachmoid. It doesn't have to be the amount of times that you beg a person. If it's something shelo na'imli, it's not appropriate for the person to say no. He's just, so you're over loisachmoid, even if you say once. I said this over to an Israeli Rosh Hashiva that I met on the plane on the way here. So he said, Baimet. Everyone speaks Ivrit here, basic Ivrit. He says, as im ani mevakesh sigaria me'atalmid sheli, as ani over loisachmoid. If I ask my Talmud for a cigarette, I'm over loisachmoid. A Rosh Hashiva who asks his Talmud for a cigarette, the Talmud can zog a name. He can say no. He can't say no. So even if he asked him only once, but the very fact, by virtue of the fact that the Rosh Hashiva in his personality is ishiyut, is some. He wants to give him a shekel for it. So tell him a shekel. He sees his Talmud smoking. Okay, Akash of a Maisa. In the way, in a situation where he sees. No, so the mechanics work. If somebody owns something and you want it,
cigarettes. Well, you want a cigarette.
He's the seller. Could be. I hear what you're saying. If Yossi's saying a shtar ketayna, he does not mask him to the Rosh Hashiva. He says he doesn't want your cigarette. Not masking to me. He's correct. Yeah, Lechori is right. He's saying that it's not loisachmoy. Yeah, I'm asking. He's not loisachmoy because he doesn't want his cigarette, he wants a cigarette. Could be. Yeah. We're going to come to that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that for this reason, you have to be careful, you have to be very careful, only to buy something in a store, or somebody who wants to sell. You shouldn't ask somebody privately to sell him, because shematzu, that the person really doesn't want, and he's only masking because it's difficult for him to refuse for any reason. V'nichshal chas v'sholem v'issa achomo shelo yissa achmoid. Oh, we're going to come to everything. Yeah. Oh. Oh. I'm going to come to this. Yeah. Very good. What about if I'm not choymed something in particular? I'm choymed my friend's money, and I want to make tachbulas that I should get Yena's money. So the Achronim deal with this shaila, and they quote a Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. This is even more Megei in Eretz Yisrael than here, but it's Megei here as well. He says that if a chosen gets engaged and he feels after a time he didn't get a good enough deal, he only got one deer in Yerushalayim, he didn't get a holiday apartment in Netanya as well. So after the deal is done, he goes and he's mafsid shveh, and he says, Behemet shveh, the best boch in Chevron, come on, Behemet, you know, you really did well on me, you know. That's just a silly example, but little things. He says, my friend got a menorah for Hanukkah, he got Esrik Pushka for Sukkot, yeah, he got Korah for Pesach, and Megillah for Purim. he gets his father on board, right? But he doesn't want anything in particular. He just wants more, he wants to suck more cash out of his shrek. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if it's b'shaf matho maton, if it's while the deal is being struck, then that's fine, right? That's derech ha'olam, derech matho maton. But once the deal is done, if afterwards he comes and is asking for more, then he's over lo yisachmoid if he puts him into a lachatz. Right, so they bring a right from the Chofetz Chaim that you can say lo yisachmoid even not on a specific item, even on money, but yesh lodin bozeh, because it'll be a tremendous nafkamin al halacha. What about a person who sells? He sells, and he wants people to buy, and really, it's not a regular store where he's doing business and he's selling and he's buying, but he's really choymed the other person's money. And therefore he pushes and pushes and pushes and pushes the deal to an nth degree, because not because he's a regular business and he wants to make the money, but he's really choymed his money. He says, I can't stand that, the fact that he's got money and I'm sitting here in my store and I have to sell it. That's very, very schwer to say that he's over lo yisachmoid. That's why, according to this Chofetz Chaim, yesh la'ayin bazeh, if he'll be over lo yisachmoid for being choymed the other person's money. And I don't know the answer to this shaila. No, but the deal is done. So it depends. Too late, the deal's been struck. Yeah. Oh. So now everybody wants to know the following shaila. right? Somebody has a very good, somebody has a beautiful house, somebody has a beautiful house, and I want that house. I want to buy that house. So what I do, right? How much does a house on Stanley Road cost? $500,000, double fronted, $500,000. £500,000, Stanley Road, a house going for sale, and I want to live next door to the Brodies, and I go to the neighbour and I say, I'll give you 1.2. I'll give you 1.2 for the house. And he doesn't say another word. So is that Louis Sachmoid? Because I'm putting the guy in a corner. You know, for 1.2, I can buy a house on water pot, right? So is that Louis Sachmoid? Because I've put a guy... What? Right. So the poskim say like this. If the person agrees straight away to this price, so the way the poskim look at it is that everything has a price. And everybody in the world, if the price is right, they'll buy it, they'll sell it. Right? So that's not called leisachmoid. Because that's derech mekuchum emka. Derech mekuchum emka is... Everything has a price tag, and if you're willing to pay that, then it's not Lois Achmud. Right. No. Correct. You're still not over Lois Achmud. Because everything has a price tag, and it's just Derech Mekech Omemka, it's not Lois Achmud. If there is a sale, and you're arguing with the person over the price, and you want a lower price, and he wants a higher price, again, you're not over Lois Achmoid, because that's Derech Mekech Umemka, Derech HaOlam, to argue over the price. Now, time is running out, and there's really a lot more to be said about this, but there is, in the Sefer Hasidim, a shocking chiddush. And we'll finish with this. I'm just going to say over to you a lotion of the Kli Yoka in this week's Sedra. The Sefer Hasidim says that in the Torah, when it says Loi Sachmoid, it's written without a Vav. And you can read it, Loi Sechameid. What's Loi Sechameid mean? Don't cause people to be jealous of you. Don't do things that cause other people to be jealous of you. So there's in this week's Sedra, I'm just going to read out the Lashon because it's too stark, and in the Pasuk Perik Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Rav Lochem Soiv Esahor Azeh, Penu Lochem Tzofoino. And we knew Tzofoino, Tzofun is Afikoyman. Yeah, Tzofun is when you hide. Penu Lochem Tzofoino, so the Chazal Darshan, that you should be matzpin yourself, you should hide yourself. Says the Klei Yoko, Rabbi Moimim, ki posuk zen, noikiv v'yored adam at adat ahoyim. It's mamish, it's very teeth, this posuk. V'yesh le remez le sho'o u le doiros, for now and forever. Inyan hatzpona zu nirali, she'im yimtso ish ha-yisraeli b'golos achel hazeh, if a Jew finds himself in this golos, eiza hatzlocha, ze'er shom, a little hatzlocha that he has, Oz yatminu v'yatzpinu akol b'fnei Esav. Don't show it. Hide it from the goyim. Ki ein lecho uma shemiskanus b'Yisrael k'moy Esav. There's no uma that is jealous of us like Esav. Ki ledatom, according to them, hakol gezula b'yoda mehem. We've stolen everything from them. Min birchas Yaakov avinu shelokach birchoitzav shel Esav b'mirma. We took the brachas. V'chein Yaakov tzivu lebonav. Yaakov told his children when they went down to Mitzrayim, Lomat Yisro, don't show yourselves off, don't flaunt yourselves. Pirush Rashi, b'pnei b'nei Yishmol ve'esav, kilu atem tzveim, you're coming down to Mitzrayim, mitafet aboich, don't show yourselves off. Kishneim sovrim esav an Yishmol hold, she Yitzchok gozal hatzlochas Yishmol, that Yitzchok took away Yishmol's hatzlocha, v'Yaakov gozal hatzlochas esav al yidei shtadlus. Al Kain Tziva Dakibis Dafka Al Esav Penu Lochem Tzofoino. When he came to Har Seir, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hide yourselves. Shelo Yiskane Bochem, that they shouldn't be jealous of you. Vze Hefech Mimashe Yisrael Oisim Bedoris Halolu Ba'al Tzavim. This is the opposite of what the Jews do in the lands of their enemies. Ki Mishi Yesh Lo Imone, ומראה עצמוי במלבושי כבוד ובוטים ספונים וחשובים כאילו היו לו כמה אלופים. Even more than he really has. ומגרים האומיס בעצמון. He taunts the umois. ואוים מלמה שנאמה פנו לכם צפוינו. And really, what we have to take out of this, when is kina muta? So there's kina and chemda, which is osa, and there's kina and chemda, which is muta. What's the kina and chemda, which is muta? Is kina soifrim, where we see milas that our friends have, and we don't say, why has he got it? Why don't I have it? But he takes the action, machshava lemaisa, and he says, if he can learn so much Torah, I can also learn so much Torah. If he can do so much chesed, I can also do so much chesed. And everybody should have a kina sofrim, can see how much a person can achieve in their lives, and say, if he can, I also can. Have a very good day.